For a second annual visit now, Kenny Rankin.
I've been so many places in my life and time. Sung a lot of songs and I made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life on stages. 10,000 people watching me. Now we're alone and I'm just singing a song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkindly, darling, can't you see? There is no one more important to me. Darling, can't you see through me? Now we're alone and I'm just singing a song to you. You taught me precious secrets about the truth, withholding nothing. You came out in front and I was hiding. But now I'm so much better, and if the words don't come together, listen to the melody. For my love is in here hiding. I love you in a place where there's no space, no time. I love you for my life, you're a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember we were together. We were alone and I was singing this song to Georgia, Georgia. No peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my funny Valentine. Sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you from the heart, don't change your hair for me. Not if you care, not if you care, not if you care for me. Stay funny, Valentine. Stay. Valentine's Day. Each day is Valentine's Day.
What a gift you have, Mr. Rankin.
Thank you, Mr. Fornatel.
And I think we both appreciate it more now than in the past, perhaps, huh?
Maybe. It's getting better all the time.
It's been a real good year for the both of us. Do you realize that since your last visit here, I realize that things have exploded for you career-wise somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger and better audiences all the time, right?
It's been really nice. I've been really realizing the fruits of my efforts, if you will.
Yeah.
And most appreciative.
Well, and then on the other hand, I have to give you credit. I have to make a public acknowledgement of the fact that it was your visit here a year ago which got this program its first attention in the press. A beautiful article in Newsday by Wayne Robbins.
Hmm.
Which I am told you have seen somewhere along the line.
Somewhere along the line, but to be honest, I don't remember everything Mr. Roberts said about us.
Well, it just...
But I'd like to take the opportunity to thank you, brother.
It opened the floodgates. It has been quite a year.
Good for you.
Well, what's going on? What specifically can you tell us that is happening that is new in the career of Kenny Rankin?
Well, I'm singing the national anthem coast to coast for the Jersey Generals and for the Lakers. It seems to be the only way I can get tickets to these games. So it works out pretty good there.
It's a good trade-off.
I think April 28th, I'll be on this program called On Stage America, which has gives you, it's a new program on TV that gives you, like, it's a nice profile, in-depth kind of documentary, semi-sort of kind of thing. They come to my home, hang out with my daughters, and we sing a tune, and then I'm singing a song in the next Burt Reynolds movie.
How did that come about?
Well, Burt likes my stuff, and he asked Snuff Garrett if he'd get in touch with me and if I could come over to the studio and sing a tune.
Now, that must have been, I remember you mentioning a year ago your reaction to find out that Burt was a fan, to have that turned around into you playing for the film.
It's really nice.
Now, you're commissioned to write a song?
No, they have a song. They have a song already. I haven't heard it yet, but... Snuff's a very talented man, so he can approximate my range and the stuff, and they just orchestrate it. But again, my voice is flexible enough where it can accommodate almost any voice range.
Kenny, there is one thing we spoke about a year ago which has not seen fruition, and I have to ask you about it because people ask me about it, and that is... Was it Personal Touch?
It was Personal Touch. It was a recording that I made for a record company about a year and a half ago. And along the way towards the pressing plant, the record company died. I say it died because I called up one day and no one answered the phone. And they said, sorry, we're no longer here. Or there was a the number you've reached is temporarily or permanently discombobulated. And call back Jack.
Ooh.
Then I found out that the company was originally and intentionally set up as a tax shelter for 35 investors from coast to coast.
Oh, my.
And it sheltered only them, not me. And it kind of put my recording career, if you will, in limbo and in a state of stall.
That is not an uncommon tale.
It's not a very kind tale either, I must say. But I bear no ill will. I was paid for the recording as, you know, the... whatever American Federation of Television and Radio Artists call scale, and that's fine. And
but there's the other part of it, that there are people out there waiting to jump on some new
these two Rankin. Songs are from that album. I can't worry about putting anything that I do in the arts in jeopardy, because I owe no allegiance to the record company. I owe allegiance to the people that have brought me this far. Mm. And that's the audience out there. And I don't want to sound patronizing, but that's the fact of the matter. I mean, that's it, the long and the short of it. So anything that I do is only in the cause of promoting my art, my expression, my interpretation to the people that appreciate it most. And it certainly doesn't have anything to do with the tax shelter.
I'll tell you what, a good number of those people are listening right this very second.
Yeah.
Do you have something brand new, something new you can...
Well, I've played it in clubs here and there, but this is a song that I ran into. A friend of mine, a drummer, John Guerin, the great John Guerin of the LA Express, brought it to my attention, and it's a wonderful song that was written by some gentlemen that I don't recall their names, but it's a new piece of material, and it goes like this. It's called My One Sure Thing.
Resort, my final refrain, cool shade of summer and the moon simmering, the eye of a hurricane. You are my one sure thing. You've opened my life and took away the rain. Words I remember sound like love with a ring. Deep in my heart, they are echoing. And the sun does rise, and the moon, it melts away. For sure. There is love in your eyes, and it shines every day. I won't ask anymore, that's for sure. The very soul of me, the love that lives on with every song that I sing. You are my one sure thing. You are my one sure. You first in my life, the very soul of me. You are and you'll always be first in my life, the very soul of me.
Short version.
That's pretty stuff.
Thanks, Pete.
How do you go about sifting through all of the new material and decide upon something to either record or incorporate in your stage show, Kenny?
When I first started to study the guitar about 22 years ago, I would pick up prose and poems and I would read them, and I would get an impression, a picture, a vision, if you will, and I would paint it as I saw fit. Mm-hmm. And that's how I approach songs. I kind of sing the story and try to tell the song. And I look at the picture, at the words, and I don't listen to some because I'm going to mess with the music one way or another anyway. Because if you want to hear the song again, then you might as well get a K-Tel record, and that's all fine and stuff. But I don't know how to do that. So I kind of take poetic license with an original, with a song by someone else that's brand new.
Yeah,
like by an old standard, like Stevie Wonder, for example.
You're anticipating something that I've always assumed, perhaps incorrectly, that when an interpreter takes a new piece of music that he is introducing to the listening audience, that he approaches that job differently than when he takes a familiar hit or a familiar song associated with another artist. Am I wrong in that?
Well, maybe some people formulate that way. I don't. I seem to just want to get the impression from the story, whatever it is, old or new, and however it impacts me emotionally, therein lies my paint.
All right, you have given us an example of the brand new song a moment or so ago. How about that familiar one you mentioned?
Okay, this is a great song. I love this song. It's by Stevie Wonder, and it goes like this.
In touch on Stevie Wonder's Creepin'. Who are your favorite composers to interpret? You must have some over the years.
Well, Laura Nyro stands above most in my heart and in her composition. Stevie, of course, you know, the Beatles. It's obviously the influence that who's made what influence on me. If you listen to the show today or the songs that I played in around them. Yeah. Country.
Boy, you've covered so many over the years as I think about it. You know,
I like everybody from Woody Guthrie to Rodgers and Hart.
What does that stem from? Does that stem from growing up in New York?
Yeah, and always wanting to be... My early image, when I picked up the guitar after Don Costa had inspired me to move towards the instrument early on in my life, I've always envisioned myself when I'd be an old man playing a guitar on a porch to my grandchildren, which are yet to be, but I'm sure that they'll be around.
Oh, that'll happen.
And
too.
So it's listening to Burl Ives as a child, as a kid, and reading his songbook, and all those wonderful things. The Weavers, of course, were a great influence on me.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Hayes, Mr. Seeger, and the rest, and. And everybody from that till now, you know.
I can't imagine rock and roll having escaped your clutches.
Well, I've taken a song or two from Jimi Hendrix's book, a thing called Up from the Skies on one record. I think I did. I thought really it was a Mose Allison song because of the pattern. It went like something like,
I just want to talk to you. I won't do you no harm. I just want to know about your different lives on this happy world farm.
I'm not surprised. Well, I'm not surprised to hear you say that, because one of my favorite versions of "Purple Haze" is by Dion.
Right.
Do you know that?
Oh yes. I don't know the song, but I know the recording.
Did
certainly.
He do a job on that?
Wonderful.
It's incredible. I want to jump back to that moment again. Here's a young boy playing the guitar and listening to the radio, growing up in New York. Was it ever in your mind to be part of a group, Kenny? Did that ever happen? And if not, why not?
It never happened, and I was a part of a group before I started the guitar, but that was just to survive. And I'm not trying to be flip or self-serving here, but I started to gravitate towards what I would call inspirational left turns. I'd sing something and then I'd hear something else the next time and I'd want to go to that. And I just couldn't be locked into a format.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people feel that they need the group to start off with, I guess, to build their confidence and then from that point go off on their own.
But I started out by myself.
Yeah.
Then I got a group or a band, if you want to call it that. A couple of wonderful little bands through Silver Morning, the album Silver Morning, the Kenny Rankin album, the Kenny Rankin album, very proud of that, especially that album, because it was an album that I did with the great late Don Costa.
Sure.
And it was done live in a studio with a 50-piece orchestra, and no overdubs, what you heard on that record is what we did at the time.
Great record.
Yeah, I love it.
Great.
Very
record.
Proud to be a part of that project.
Yeah.
I'm glad they named it for me.
And well, they should. How is the Kenny Rankin of Mind Dusters different from the Kenny Rankin of Personal Touch?
Mind Dusters has been released. Personal Touch hasn't, if it will at all. So I'll personally tell you that I'm a lot stronger in my voice, my instrument, and in my heart.
Mm. Hear, hear.
Thank you.
You got something to wrap this second annual Kenny Rankin visit for
us? Yes, I would like to also include among my great influences that have impacted my creative put the great John Sebastian. He wrote a song that I recorded and love always, as do a lot of people. And I'll couple that with an original composition that was inspirational for me insofar as that Peggy Lee picked it up and named an album after it. And that was kind of a great moral victory for me. And once again, gave me the feeling and the thought to stay in this business. Anyway, here's the music.
She's a lady, and I chanced to meet her in my scuffling days. She's a lady, hypnotized me there that day. I came to play in my usual way, strolling along with a whimsical twinkling in her strange green eyes. The time did fly. Lady, lady of ladies, she's a lady. Give her time, for she's allowed to change her mind. She's a lady, happy to say she once was mine. And it's only sometimes that I remember old times. And when she said, can you guess its address, you won't believe. Would you please button up my sleeve? Lady, lady of ladies, blah, 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 blah. A lady, lady of ladies. Oh, I remember days when it felt like it was raining daisies.
burns and glows without any flame? What lives and grows without any rain? What brings a smile that only lasts a little while and makes me cry without shame? Now how can you please me, torture and tease me? Do it in the name of love, do it in the name of love, do it in the name of love, do it in the name of love. Don't you know how to be nice? You leave me without thinking twice. You warm like an oven, only when you want my loving. Then you go from fire to ice. Now how can you please me, torture and tease me? Do it in the name of love, 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 do it in the name of love. Am I coming? Am I going? I got no way of knowing your mind. You who make me rise.
Thank you.
Kenny Rankin, you've got a home away from home on Mixed Bag.
See you later, Pete.
See you next year. So goes another Sunday. My thanks to Kenny Rankin for joining us on the program this morning. Check him out later today at the Generals game doing the national anthem. Next week is Easter Sunday, and in addition to our regular features, we'll have an update on the Washington Squares and a brief visit from Steve Goodman, reviving an old Easter Sunday morning tradition around here. Meanwhile, you can write us with your comments and suggestions, care of Mixed Bag, WNEW FM, 655 3rd Avenue, New York 10017. A self-addressed stamped envelope helps matters a lot. This is Pete Fornatale. I'll be back next weekend as usual at 1027 WNEW FM, New York.